Welcome to the Married and Naked podcast. I'm Tammy, founder of the blog Married and Naked, life coach and speaker.
And I'm Joel, TV host, motivational speaker, and the guinea pig to the lessons you're about to learn.
We're high school sweethearts married over two decades, and we're on a mission to help you create the marriage you desire and deserve. Let's get naked.
Welcome into the Married and Naked podcast. We are working on this series of sharing with you the four steps that really helped change and make a massive impact and difference in our relationship. And we are now up to step three. How are you feeling about the last few steps, Tam?
I'm feeling good. I think this step is the one that had the most impact, I think, for me on our shifting our relationship. It is also, if I'm going to be honest, one of the most difficult things to implement. But like I said, I think it is the one that had the biggest impact and is one that's for sure one of the most important steps. And secrets, I guess, is what we were calling it in our other podcast, these four secrets to the ultimate marriage.
Yeah, this is by far a biggie. And I totally agree with you. It is one of the hardest things when we come down, you know, anytime our relationship, we come to a point where we're like, oh, okay, we need to start working and put the effort back in. This is the one that for sure is the most challenging. So before we get into this secret, just quick reminder, if you haven't already, please leave us a review. If you're liking what you're hearing, you're enjoying it, you're getting value out of it, it really serves us to help spread the word. So leave us a review, like us, make sure you're subscribing to us. Tell somebody you know who is in a relationship that there is a resource that can help them out as well. So Tammy, are you ready to hop into it?
Yes.
You have big eyes staring at me. You look a little nervous about this secret.
I do feel nervous. I want to make sure that it is said, you know, in a way that is conveyed well to the listener, because I feel it is so important. I want to really say it well so that it can be grasped, you know.
You had mentioned prior to recording too that at the end of sharing the secret, that you're actually going to have some takeaways for the listeners as well.
Yeah, I have three takeaways to help you implement this secret starting, you know, immediately in your own relationship. So I'm going to share that with you once we're done chatting about it.
So Tammy, secret three you've alluded to is a big one for you. So can you share a little bit about how it like started for you?
Well, it was during this year of transformation. And like I had have said many times, I feel like I was just really in tune and kind of hyper aware to possible shifts and that we could be making or things that I needed to work on myself personally. It was really what it came down to, was things I needed to work on myself that I felt could improve our relationship. And I remember we were up at your father's house in Sacramento. We had taken the kids up like we had done many, many times before to visit with Grammy and Papa. And the kids were off hanging out with Grammy and Papa, and you and I were having an argument in the bedroom. And that argument was about money, which was at the time our biggest argument. That, you know, most relationships, you can pinpoint arguments that you tend to have over and over and over again. And as you know, for us, that was that argument for us. We always were arguing about money. We could rarely get through a conversation about it without it getting heated. So we're arguing in the bedroom. I remember stomping off, feeling just so upset and hopeless. Like, we're never going to get through this. We're never going to be able to fix this argument. And I went to the bathroom. That was like the nearest place where it was quiet.
That was your closet up there.
That was my closet up there. And I'm sitting in the bathroom and I'm just crying and I'm feeling hopeless. And I remember having a really clear thought at that time. And that thought for me was, he's never going to change. You're never going to be able to change him. I can never change him. And that was a big like revelation. It wasn't in the sense of a judgment towards you, which I think sets this apart. It was just more of a realization that I had been putting an awful lot of energy into trying to make you who I wanted you to be.
So I just want to pause you there for a second. So when you had that realization, like he's never going to change, it's like he's never going to change.
No.
Oh my gosh.
It was more like, wow, I have been a big cliche and that cliche that you always hear, you know, of trying to change your spouse, that women are always trying to change their husbands or whatever. And I always thought, I am not that person. But when I had that moment in the bathroom, I realized I absolutely had been trying to make you who I wanted you to be. I wanted you to be like me, especially when it came to money. You and I are very different. We have very different upbringings. And I had been trying to make you like me. And so I had this realization, wow, I'm never going to be able to change him. And in that time, I also really came to that understanding of who we are and how we are different and how our upbringings really have transformed us into being who we are and our connection to money. And for you and I, those were very, very different stories. So I'm sitting in the bathroom and I'm having these big realizations like, oh my gosh, our stories are so different. Well, no wonder we fight about money all the time. And oh my gosh, I've been trying to change him. I want him to be like me. And I realized in that time I was in the bathroom, I just realized I had a choice. And that's really what so many of these moments came down to for me, was I had a choice. And that choice was I could continue down this road that I've been on with you where we constantly argue about money. It felt hopeless. It was a very tender subject where we argued all the time. Or I could choose to accept you for who you are, as you are. Those were the choices I saw. And in that moment, I just chose to accept.
Now, I just want to, before we continue on, I just want to give a quick reminder. If you haven't listened to Secret 1 and 2, you know, this time period that you were going through this wasn't just like any other day. I mean, we were in the thick of it. For you to have that epiphany or that moment of clarity really was because you were in tune with, okay, how do we fix what's happening right here?
Yeah. Secret number 3 is acceptance.
And it's so easy to just toss that word out there and say it. And even for me to say, well, I accept you. It's a whole nother world to internalize it and really have it make a shift in your relationship. So how did the shift, you know, once you had that, I need to accept or I must, or I don't even know how you phrased it in your mind. How did you go forth?
Well, in that moment, I went forth by coming out of the bathroom and sitting next to you. What I said was, what I realized is you're never going to change. And that didn't go over well. You took it in a way I didn't mean for it to go, right? I was like, no, I don't mean in judgment. I just mean, you know, in fact, you're never going to change. You are who you are and I am who I am. And, you know, what I really realized is we are those people for a reason, and that our backgrounds, our experiences have made us to be who we are, and they have created you to be someone who's different than me, and they've created you to be a person who has certain feelings about money and specifically about money that are different than mine. And instead of me constantly judging you for those differences, I'm going to work on accepting those differences about us and stop judging you for them.
You know, it's amazing because I may not remember, you know, you had asked me like, did I remember having the conversation of Secret 1 and Secret 2, like how those started? And I may not remember where Secret 1, that first conversation started, but I certainly remember this. I remember this because it became very emotional, this conversation that we had had. I didn't understand what was happening and why I felt the way I felt about money. It helped me that you saw that and that you can communicate that to me as well.
I think you said it's a very easy word to say, but actually embracing acceptance. And I think this is not something that's important just in marriage. I think it's important of the people around you. Like, I think so much conflict in life comes from us trying to fix or change the people around us to be who we want them to be. Conflict really starts from within us. Me trying to fix you because I thought you needed to be fixed. Rather than there actually being a real problem, I am creating this problem that doesn't have to be there. When I can choose to accept you for who you are, we can have conversations that really come from a different place. And I think that that's why it's been such a big game changer for us, is because it can shut down that back and forth conflict so well if you can really embrace the idea of accepting your spouse.
I do feel like I'm hearing the audience that's listening to this going, well, wait a second here, but there are things about my spouse that I struggle accepting, or I refuse to accept.
I think it's really important when we're talking about acceptance that for me, it means getting to the root of the person. It means accepting the root of that person. It doesn't mean I have to accept somebody who speaks rudely to me. I have to accept somebody who is abusive. I have to accept things that hurt me. That is not what I'm talking about at all. What I'm talking about is accepting the root of the person. For instance, when it came to money for you, what I had to accept was that you were raised to feel a lot of fear and worry when it came to money, and that I have to accept that that is a part of who you are. And it's not my job to change that about you. It's my job to understand that about you so that we can work through money challenges in a more effective way. I just want to make that distinction that it doesn't mean that you have to accept that somebody's going to treat you poorly. It means you're just understanding who that person is innately and making your decisions from there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So let's move forward. Once you came to that realization and we had that talk, and like I said, I remember it being very emotional. I even feel the emotion as we're talking about it, because I felt like for the first time I was understood mm-hmm. for something I didn't even understand.
Well, here's kind of how that end of that conversation went. And it was that I understand that you, this is me talking to you, I understand that you have had a lot of experiences when you were younger with your family that created a lot of fear and worry for you that you carry with you into adulthood. And you know what? I get that now. I really understand that now. And I said, I also understood that those same experiences created you to be a person who works tirelessly for his family, who, you know, just has this incredible drive. And I can't take one without the other, right? Those experiences made you who you are. So I want to ditch the stuff I don't like and accept and, you know, embrace the stuff I do like. Well, that's not how it works, you know? In that moment, when I said those words to you, I remember you just welled up with tears. Like you just broke. Like there was a sudden relief to just being understood. And that's where acceptance becomes so powerful. And from then, we were able to talk about money in a totally different way. Because from then on, I would come to you, if, for instance, I always share how we had our daughter, she was in marching band, right? And we had all these big expenses come up, which...
Really big expenses.
Right? And we didn't know. We're just silly parents who've never been through this before. Previously, these situations would have put us into constant, like, battle about how to deal with money. But through this situation, I would just handle it differently. I'm thinking, Joel's going to have a hard time because this makes him feel worried and scared for our future. It makes him feel like we're not going to have enough money. So I'm going to approach the conversation understanding that. You know, babe, I get that this is hard for you. This is hard and it causes a lot of worry when we have to talk about big expenses like this. But I just want to figure out how we can work through this together. So I'm not coming at you from a standpoint of you're wrong. You know, it's not okay for you to have any of these feelings. I'm coming from a standpoint of understanding and accepting that part about you. Let's work through it together.
I'm really hoping that for those of you that have continued to listen to this story and this secret, that you get this part out of it. You started off the conversation by saying you felt hopeless. Mm-hmm. And here we are years after that acceptance point by you. And can you confirm, well, you just kind of did, but you can confirm that our talks and our discussions and our planning surrounding money, do you still fear that hopeless part if you're being completely honest?
Never. Especially when it comes to money, we have figured that struggle out. And that doesn't mean that we always agree on money.
Oh, right. For sure.
It just means we kind of get each other. We get where each other's coming from and we're not placing judgment on that. That doesn't mean it's always easy to come to a compromise or agreement on it, but but it doesn't become a heated argument. And, you know, that's the key. And it's not just money. I work on acceptance really with everything.
Yeah.
When it comes to everything, I'm trying to get to a place where I get where you're coming from and I'm laying my judgment down. And let me tell you, it is sometimes I am awful at that. But the truth is, I know that that's where I need to be in order for us to heal. I know I need to be at a place of understanding you at that level. And vice versa.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're saying I, which is great because you're speaking, but it goes both ways. I mean, it 100% goes both ways. I've got to do my part to simply say, I have to accept this about her, or we're not going to move through it, or we're not going to get on plane and work better together.
Yeah, I think it's what I was saying in the very beginning of that revelation was, I can't change him. I can't change you. And I think so many of us want so bad to change certain aspects of their spouse, and you cannot do that. I cannot change you. No matter how hard I try, I can't change you. And I think that staying in that place of hoping somebody's going to suddenly become who you want them to be is just not a healthy place to be. So the key for me is digging in and finding that place of understanding, and then deciding, understanding this person and who they are, is that somebody I want to put my effort into? Do I want to make this work? Knowing and understanding those parts about them and that I can't change them, period. You know what I mean? They can certainly try to change things for themselves, but that can't come from me. I can't tell you have to change anything. And the minute we go down that road, what happens? If I'm telling you, well, you need to be better, you need to fix this, you know, what happens on your end?
Boom, get defensive and yeah. Start putting up those walls. And
right.
Yeah.
It's not serving a relationship. Now, like I said, there are things that you have to set boundaries on. You have to set boundaries on how you accept or are willing to be spoken to or treated as a person. Like, those are boundaries you absolutely need to set for yourself and know yourself well enough to know what's okay with you. And if those things aren't happening in your relationship, then you need to decide, you know, whether or not you want to move forward with that. So please understand what I mean when it comes to acceptance.
So money is now not an issue for us. Mm-hmm. We don't always see eye to eye. We definitely disagree from time to time, but it's certainly not the topic that takes us down anymore.
Right.
And it hasn't been for a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. So we've moved on to other topics that we're working through and working on.
Sure.
And trying to accept or working through accepting with each other.
For instance, you are a very active person. And as much as I've tried to get you to just stay on the couch next to me for days at a time, when we try to do that, you're not happy. You're a pacer. You move. You have to get out and move. And I've had to learn to accept that part about you. I've learned to accept that you have a very different drive when it comes to sex. You have a much higher level than I do. And I have to learn to accept, and we've got to find some kind of balance when it comes to that. And you've got to learn to accept that mine's not the same as you, right? And we have a lot of challenges when it comes to that. But understanding that core part about each other is so very, very important. And those are just, you know, there's endless examples. I'm sure you can throw out several of how you work to accept me as well.
Without a doubt. Hands down.
Are some of the things that you work to accept about me?
You're trying to put me on the spot.
You're getting all red about it.
No, it's not red. So the first thing is our reuses of cups. So as you take a drink from one of two cups that are on your desk, and which I have one, that's just one.
I tend to have probably four by the end of the day spread around the house. And that used to irritate him quite a bit, but he's worked on that.
That's just one little tiny thing. There's other things like you were talking about. You give that example of sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, mine was like, why don't you want to do stuff? Or why don't you want to go out and be active and do all these other things? And I had to come to that realization, okay, this is my personality, and I'm trying to make you mm-hmm. match my personality. And how fair is that? You know what I mean? And I lean on your guidance and your expertise of as we went through all that stuff, that, you know, that's not, I'm projecting onto you, and mm-hmm. that's not fair to you. And so I learned to accept, no, you want to chill out, that's important to you. And that's what you need in order for your sanity.
Right.
And you made it clear that, oh, okay, you understand. For me, I just have to move. And right. you were saying that whole thing. And what was I doing to my leg?
Yeah.
I'm just shaking my leg back and forth.
Yeah. We've had to learn about accepting our introvert and extrovert differences, our yeah. energy differences. You name it. But
Parental differences.
Yeah, how you parent. You know, the point is understanding those differences, understanding how you were brought up when it comes to parenting. Well, we were brought up different. We got to have that conversation. We got to get that about each other and then find a place in the middle, right? You're an introvert. I'm an extrovert. We got to understand those. That's our base. I get that about you. I'm not going to try to shift that about you. Now can we come to the middle so that you can get what you need, I get what I need. Really, that is what the essence of acceptance is, right?
It doesn't mean agree. Acceptance doesn't equal agreeing.
Never. No, of course not. It just means getting that. I get that about you. I understand. And I'm not trying to change that base core thing about you. I'm not changing your core values. I'm not changing your core systems. You know, that's not what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
So, Tammy, what are some takeaways that people can actually end this podcast with?
So, three ways to be more accepting of your spouse. The first is seek to understand rather than judge. I mean, this is like, replay this in your head over and over. Am I sitting here listening to understand, or am I sitting here judging what is happening? Seek to understand and really do that in life in general. I just think choosing understanding over judgment is just going to shift. It's just going to shift everything. It's so, so important. The other way to be more accepting of your spouse is to pick your battles. And I talk about the idea of deal breakers. And that means, I mean, we hear pick your battles all the time, right? But really what I want you to think about is, you know, Joel's talking about the cups for me and how it's such a little thing. But it was a little thing that caused some pretty decent battles over. We would fight over these cups. It was ridiculous. Looking back, it's just, but there are endless things that we've fought about that we can look back now and are ridiculous, or maybe we still fight about that are ridiculous, but we haven't realized it yet. But the idea is to ask yourself, is that thing that you're trying to change about your spouse, that you're trying to fix, is it a deal breaker? Is it something that breaks the deal of the vows, or should in your mind, or will? And because some things are, right? There's things like safety, like I was saying before, trust, respect, kindness, love, like those things, if they're not present in a relationship, those are deal breakers or should be deal breakers, right? But there's endless things that we pick and fight over that aren't deal breakers. Should cups be a deal breaker? And you realized somewhere along the way without us really having this kind of conversation that it wasn't a deal breaker, right? And that you just decided you weren't going to make an issue of it anymore.
I accept that about you.
And you decided it wasn't deal breaker. And really what it came down to, which is the third step, is letting go. Thinking about those things that aren't deal breakers, what can you begin to let go of? Because we hold so tight to trying to fix these things about people that the idea is to brush some of those things off, to really work on the things that are deal breakers that you really need to work on. And we still have things that we need to work on. But all those little things that aren't, what can you begin to let go of and shed yourself of trying to change that about your spouse and choose acceptance instead?
Well, there you have it. Secret 1, 2, and 3 in the podcast bank.
That works.
Yeah. Secret 4. And I said it before, I'll say it again. This is my favorite thing. It is my favorite thing to talk about, to do, to... I'm already dreaming right now. So,
well, thank you so much for joining us on today's Married and Naked podcast. We're so happy to have you here. I hope that you are enjoying the secrets to the ultimate marriage. They really are the catapult to having a shift our relationship. We will be sharing secret number 4 with you next time. And until next time, take good care of each other out there. Lots of chaos going on in the world, and we're sending our love out to everybody. And we will see you next time on the Married and Naked podcast.